This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, in for Cynthia Canty. A University of Michigan professor will be front and center at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Phoebe Gleckner is a professor at the School of Art and Design. Her 2002 graphic novel, The Diary of a Teenage Girl, has been made into a feature film starring Alexander Skarsgård and Kristen Wiig. The film premieres this weekend at Sundance, and Gleckner sat down with Cindy to talk about the film.
This graphic novel was based on your own diaries, and it made a lot of waves, attracted a lot of praise and attention when it came out in 2002. And I'm wondering, how did it make the journey from that graphic novel to feature film?
Oh, it was a long process. The director, Marielle Heller, contacted me way back in maybe 2005 or 6, I don't know. And her sister had given her the book, and she said she just fell in love with it and was kind of obsessed with it, actually. She was an actress, really young. I mean, she was a budding actress, a budding director, and approached me wanting to make the book into a theater play. And I thought that was so insane. I could not for the life of me imagine that I said, yeah, go ahead and knock yourself out.
Thinking probably it'll never happen.
Right, exactly.
And that worked. The theatrical presentation worked.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, it was great.
And then she decided, let me take it to another level, and that is to put it on screen.
Exactly.
Were you nervous about turning over the keys to the car to her?
I was really nervous. Several directors had approached me before she even approached me about the play, and they described to me their intentions, what they were going to do with the book, and in each instance, I just felt totally uncomfortable because they saw the book very differently than I did. And not that that matters. I think when a director takes a book, it becomes their baby. You know, for whatever reason they want to make a movie out of it, it's something inside of them that's relating to something inside that book. You can't control that interpretation. So you kind of have to let the next artist take the story and shape it. And that's incredibly difficult. You know.
Well, it's interesting. And your story, the story you tell in The Diary of a Teenage Girl based on your own diaries, it's so personal. It's so intimate. The story of a teenage girl and her entrance into the adult world of sex and drugs. And the story begins with sleeping with her mother's boyfriend. And you controlled how that story looked and how it was told in your graphic novel. And, you know, as you've talked to writer-director Marielle Heller, and she's at the helm now, did it feel okay? And what was it about her vision that you felt was all right to release this into her hands?
I think that she was really emotionally totally on par with what I had hoped to express in the book.
Which was
this is a girl who is experiencing things that you would hope your kids probably wouldn't experience. But nevertheless, she ends up towards the end, after being very self-destructive, towards the end, I think she does come to terms and begin to prevail over her past and have more control of it and control of her future. And I think, you know, Marielle felt the same way.
That's like a survival story.
It's a survival story, right. Yeah.
Does the film, first of all, have you seen the film?
Oh, I've seen quite a bit of the film. I was on the set. I flew out to San Francisco 3 times last semester and was seeing a lot of it being shot. And then I flew out again to see the sound being mixed. And as I was watching it, we were sitting in Skywalker Ranch, you know, sound studios. Marielle asked me if I wanted to see the whole film now. And I said, well, and the sound guy turned around and looked at me and said, no, I have put the sound together for 100 films. Many of them have Oscars, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to tell you now, if you have a choice, don't see it. Otherwise, you're going to be at the premiere. Instead of enjoying the film and the excitement, you're going to be looking at other people, looking for their reactions. And it's nothing. You'll never have this opportunity again. Go enjoy it.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that? And you felt like, okay, that's worth it.
It made perfect sense.
But I'm wondering, did your sense of design, your drawings, are they echoed? Did they make their way into the film?
Yeah, they did. A lot of things are different. Well, for one thing, instead of writing her diary, Minnie records it. And I think that was a solution for film.
Yeah.
So, and what else? Instead of, you know, she'll take videos. There, the drawings are in there, and an animator took a lot of the drawings and animated a few of the cartoon sequences. And from what I've seen, they look great. I don't know. I'm just totally open. I'm ready to see it. And in a sense, I'll tell you now, although I'm fairly confident that I'll love it, even if I don't, this has been such an experience. Seeing the film being shot, it's like seeing ghosts of my past come to life, and they're right in front of me talking, and I'm there. It's like insane. It's the most surreal thing. It was very moving for me. I don't know.
And it really is, it being based on your diaries that you kept as a teenager. And I'm just wondering if you, at you today in 2015, is there any part that maybe wishes that the younger you had not been so very, very open with these very, very personal details of your life? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, would you tell her, go for it, draw back the curtains and put it all out there? Or would there be a part of you today that might go, man, maybe keep some curtains closed?
No, I would never tell anyone to keep curtains closed. You know, because no matter how embarrassing or sad or horrifying details of someone's life can be at certain times, we've all gone through things that we feel the same way about. We've all suffered. We've all felt love. You know, so we're the same. You know, in that sense, to me, there are no secrets. Minnie could be anybody. So what's the next question you asked?
Well, I'm wondering if the process, not only of writing Diary of a Teenage Girl and turning it into a graphic novel, but now seeing it made into a film, is that kind of part of a catharsis and a healing, if you will?
Yeah, it is. The process of making that book gave me control over that part of my past. No one could say, you're making a big deal out of this. Didn't happen. Why are you telling anybody? This is a secret. You know, no one could do that anymore.
There it is.
And if they did, so what? This is it. Right in front of me. So that, for the film, I really feel like it has jumped the gate and has become any girl. It's not so important at all that it's me. This is a story of a girl who somehow finds strength.
What's your biggest hope as you head to Sundance?
I want to have fun. That's all.
You're ready for this.
Yes, I'm ready.
That is exciting. Yeah. Phoebe Gluckner is a professor at the Stamps School of Art and Design. Her 2002 graphic novel, The Diary of a Teenage Girl, has been made into a feature film that will premiere this weekend at the Sundance Film Festival. Best of luck. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Cynthia. I loved it.